Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful Entrepreneurs. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, this is going to be an amazing week. We're starting off Monday with, I tell you, this is truly, truly magnificent Monday. And then we're going to have fantastic Tuesday going right into wonderful Wednesday. Then we're going to wind it down with terrific Thursday and go into, or is it terrific Tuesday and fantastic Thursday? Well, one way or the other is going to be awesome. And then we're going to move in to the ferocious Friday. Friday is going to be ferocious. Well, I want people to call in on Friday. We have Friday is our open mic day for people to shamelessly promote their businesses. Call in 931-347-945-7991. Get on the mic. Tell us about your company. And then on Saturday, oh my God, Saturday, sensational Saturday, we will be up marching down to the brand new Marriott Courtyard Hotel, downtown Newark, New Jersey, 858 Broad Street, to host, conduct, facilitate, have fun at the second Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit. All right, get this. Summit and Business Expo. We have businesses coming from around the state and around the country. Actually, we have several businesses coming in from out of town, and it is going to be fabulous, 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 let me tell you, fabulous and fierce. So you better make your way down to the Marriott, get your ticket, go to the website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. If you ever thought about starting a business, you ever wanted to lead a company, maybe you have your own network marketing business, you want to connect with people, you're looking to network, you will not find a larger group of people who want to start just pure, unadulterated people who are interested in business or of some sort will be at this event. We will have reporters, media, marketing people, publishers, everything business will be there. You need to get yourself there come this Saturday, August the 24th. Don't miss it, but go to our website, Women and Leaders, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Yes, right, W-L-E. Yes, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs at WLE.com. You need to get down there. We're so, so, so excited. We got vendors galore coming, individuals who are ready to help you in your business. I can't wait. So I will be down at the hotel making sure the layout will go down without a hitch, making sure all of our vendors have their tables. I will be there all week long getting ready for this. And I am so, so, so excited. You might want to be excited too. This is something you might want to get excited about. So this is one day that you definitely want to be on board and be a part of this. If you are a business owner and you did not get an opportunity to get a vendor table, you can still come. That's all right. If you didn't get a table this year, then next year you want to get in on it early. but there are no more vendor tables at this point, so just make your way down to this event. It is done. Make your way there. Network with other vendors. Bring your business cards. Bring your cards. Bring your flyers. And get down to this event. It is going to be awesome. 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 I absolutely can't wait. I've been waiting for this all year. We started planning this event last year and around this time. So, as a matter of fact, on the day of the event, we will begin to plan for next year. So, if you're at the event and you like what you see and you want a table for next year, please make sure that you let me know on that day. When you see me, you will recognize me. I will be there. I will be looking forward to meeting each and every last one of you. I will be looking forward to meeting you. I will be looking forward to networking with you and networking with others who are there as well. We have vendors that have every kind of product you can think of. Every kind of product you can think of. Those vendors will be there. They will be on hand for you to talk with them, meet with them, network with them. You don't want to miss it. If you've ever thought about starting a business and you did not know which way to go first, you didn't know which direction you wanted to go in, this is a place to be. Maybe you want to start a nonprofit. Maybe you're good at raising funds, getting grants, or you know someone who is. You have a grants writing partner. I mean, you don't even have to know how to write a grant in order to write a grant. In order to write a grant, you do not need any special documentation. You don't need any special certification. You don't need any type of graduation. You can write a grant if you can read, write, understand, put sentences together. Grants are based on an RFP, a request for proposal. Once you put that proposal together, you submit it, and there's your grant right there. So I'm excited. So you should be excited too, because you may want to host an event like this at your church, in your town, in your community, in your country. Then you want to come see what it's like. Sometimes, you know, the best way to do something is to go check it out first. Some of you want to start certain businesses. This is a great opportunity to talk to people in those businesses that can tell you the ups and the downs. Plus, you may want an opportunity to get your Christmas shopping done early in one fell swoop. And here's the biggest thing, too. You want to celebrate small and support the small business owner. You know, small businesses need a lot of support starting out. It's like a little baby. A little baby, you know, comes in the world. They need your full support. That's it. They can't do anything on their own pretty much other than, you know, cry and suck. Right? Everything else pretty much, you know, you have to help them with. So, come on down, help the small business. As the small businesses grow, then they're able to really be very supportive of the community. That's why every community, you want businesses in your community. And Newark, I think it is so awesome that we're raising up businesses. You're going to see such a difference in the city of Newark in the next 5 years because we're raising up small business owners. And when you raise up your own business, you basically are taking matters into your own hands. longer relying on the government or some other organization to do for you. You're saying, hey, we want to do for ourselves. And that's huge. You know, that's really, really big, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So make sure you find out more about this types of this event and other events like this. You know, there are a lot of big business owners out there, even those that have been established for a while. Just because you've been in business for a while, it doesn't mean that your business is profiting at the level where it could be. And what are your goals for your business? Do you want to make $1 million, $5 million, $20 million? Or do you want to stay a very small, low profiting business? It's up to you, but you at least have that strategy in place. What's your strategy? How do you organize a campaign around your business so that your business can thrive and be successful? If you are an author, what's the campaign that you have set forth and put out there for your book? You know, a lot of people, they want to start businesses, but they're not quite sure what to do. So we're going to get into this topic this morning, but I just wanted to make sure that each and every one of you at least, you know, had an opportunity to talk about your business. So today I want to talk about business development for strategies for women, business development for strategies. So as you're developing your business, and especially with women, you know, women right now, this is, as Dr. Grant said last year at the event, she was our keynote speaker. Some of you are familiar with Dr. Gwendolyn Goolsbee Grant. And last year she said that this is the century of the woman. Wow. When she said that, it just rang like loud bells in my ears. And, you know, I believe that is absolutely true. We are watching women do some mighty, awesome, great things in this century. And guess what? We're just getting underway. There is no telling where we will be headed over the next decades. But what we do realize is that right now we are setting the groundwork. And so developing businesses for women, we want to make sure these developments are solid, that they're sound, that they're strategic, and that they will be successful, that they will be sustainable, because we have to build the legacy for our youth, for our children, and our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. We want to set and establish now things that will take them very, very, very far. So this event will be, those are the kinds of topics that we will be talking about, or we will be fortifying the mind so that people will know what it is they need to do and how to do it. But in a community of any sort, you, if you want that community to thrive and not just survive, if you want it to be a thriving community for our young people, you need to get them involved in business. And, you know, that always amazed me when I would travel to other countries. It seemed, it appeared as though the very young people understood basic economic concepts. And you know, versus here in the United States, it's like a well-kept secret, entrepreneurial concepts and economic concepts and business formation, business development. But that should be the first conversation we should be having with our children, not, you know, are you going to get a boyfriend when you turn 12 or a girlfriend, you know. No, our first conversations ought to be enterprising. And so as business, as we develop the business concept, even if it's just something very simple, I don't care if she's just selling handmade jewelry. I don't care if she's just selling socks, or it could be, can candy, for that matter. Kids do eat candy. Hello. Video games. But thinking about things that, you know, girls enjoy and like. But we have to get them. And I think it'll bring them together as well. You know, if we're in business together, we're not going to do a whole lot of fighting. You know, countries realize that as they try to build treaties and as countries try to, you know, work together and take away various sanctions and whatnot. You know, countries that work together, they rarely fight. If we're in business together, I'm not going to fight you. Same thing in marriages, really. Show me a couple that are doing things together, like some type of, you know, for the most part, it doesn't always work. We know that some people are just going to do the wrong thing, no matter how much you try to help them. But show me a couple that feels that they have some type of relationship, right? And certainly being in business together gives you a relationship. Now, of course, you still have to be communicating. You still have to be caring about each other and not being selfish. And there has to be compromise. You have to, you know, be willing to listen to other people's ideas and things like that, absolutely. But again, show me where there's a relationship, and it's a good one, you will probably find those couples staying together. So I can't believe we're already down toward the end of the half hour for the broadcast. So I just want to make sure and thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And if you have a comment or a question that you would like to ask, simply hit your number one key and I'll open up your phone line. And you're certainly welcome to ask that question and make a comment. But today, you know, we have a few minutes left. And the show usually goes to about 7:45 anyway, just so those of you to know. I usually put that on Facebook. Well, we are on Facebook, so if you had a comment or a question, you can always make it there. We have an event page, and if you want to be invited to the event page, you can inbox me at Coach LaLisa. Also, we do have a group page or whatever it's called, a business page on Facebook as well, all about entrepreneurs. Actually, we may have both group and just a regular page on Facebook all about entrepreneurs. So if you had a question or comment, but that's what we're doing. We're helping people start their businesses, grow your business, and one of the ways to grow your business is to network with other business owners. Because here's the thing. So, for instance, I sell real estate, and I work out of a real estate office. Well, we have, you know, hundreds and thousands of names of individuals who want to buy homes. These people who typically want to buy homes typically have some decent level of income. Decent, anyway. So those clients and customers may also be the same customers and clients that want other products and services, some that you may offer, whether it's insurance, financial planning, artwork, furniture, child care services, dry cleaning services, many, many other services. So that's what I mean. One problem that businesses have, I think one area, especially small businesses just starting out, I think one of the major problems that they do have is that they don't connect with other business owners. I really think that's a big aha problem, especially for African-American business owners. I think that for whatever reasons, we don't do it. I don't know if it's the whole crab in the barrel mentality. I'm not sure if it's just the fact that you don't know or whatever. Not you, per se, but people who are like that. Small business owners who don't connect with other business owners. I just think that, I mean, and maybe some hear the word networking is overused. Maybe they're turned off by it. But that's how you make it in small business, because at the end of the day, a small business can survive longer by sharing resources. So, for instance, I do seminars and trainings. Wouldn't it be wise for me to connect with another business owner who has a facility? Okay, for instance, let's just say you had a nice facility somewhere in the Newark area. And instead of me having to rent space from Marriott, which is wealthy already, I could be going to you. Okay? And therefore, trust me, I would keep you in business. But I have a lot of events, and I have even more that I have in mind. So, but I do want to keep my business. I do want to keep my events, for the most part, in Newark. Now, my events do travel. So, yes, you could be anywhere, Delaware, for that matter. But my home base, as long as I'm around, my home base will be Newark, New Jersey. Why? Because when I left jail 25 years ago with nothing, I had absolutely nothing. I was at the bottom of the pit. I came to Newark, and Newark helped me. Newark received me. Newark allowed me to go from nothing to where I am now. And so I will always have a special place in my heart for Newark. That's just how it is. I came here with nothing but the clothes on my back, literally, and just a few dollars, which ran out the same day. And I was downtown Newark, and downtown Newark did not reject me. They did not grill me on where I was from and what had I been doing. And they didn't, like, you know, let me look into your background and see what you're about. They accepted me at face value, and they helped me. They helped me get on my feet, and I will just never forget Newark for that. So, yes, it's important to me that I give back to Newark. You know, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and, yes, I will give back there as well. But right now, I want to give back to Newark, New Jersey. And so I want to give back to the people of Newark. I didn't grow up in Newark. I didn't go to high school in Newark. I don't know those people per se. But I do have a love for wanting to give back to the people in Newark. People in Newark are special to me. So my husband is from Newark, born and raised. But, I mean, quite frankly, I've been doing more in Newark than he has. But that's just how it is. So, yes, this event will be in Newark, and we want to help the businesses in Newark. We want to help the community of Newark. But you can help your community, too, because entrepreneurship and leadership are two things that can really help any community. If you have those two skill sets, you can change the world. Leaders, I mean, look at Gandhi, look at people like Mother Teresa, look at, you know, I'm thinking of Moses, look at Martin Luther King, look at, you know, Trayvon Martin for that matter. Here's a young man who lost his life standing his ground, being a leader, so to speak. So, and look how it's already changing the way we do things in this country. So even in his death, he's still a leader. And so great leaders do things that impact society, and that's what I'm saying. So these are the kinds of things we'll be espousing on that day, next Saturday, but all throughout the broadcast as well. So thank you for tuning in. Again, you have about, oh gosh, you still have a whole 3 or 4 minutes if you did have a comment that you wanted to make. But we certainly thank you for joining us this morning. And don't forget that business development is the key. And the quickest way to develop a business strategy outside of taking business courses, you can do that. And we will be offering them at the college, at Essex County College. I'm sure every college offers business courses. But if you're in the Essex County College region, definitely sign up with us. You can go to Essex County College, to the Continuing Ed Department, go to their website, and there's a Continuing Ed Department. They have a catalog, and they have courses listed. I'm teaching a business formation course there, also teaching the Release Your Power course this fall, and I'll be teaching four classes under the Continuing Ed Department. Four classes: business formation, public speaking, release your power, and coaching the new career skill. So those are four classes I'll be teaching under the Continuing Ed Department. But again, these are things that we can show people how to do. There's many ways to earn money outside of your 9-to-5 if you so choose to do that. If you want to stay with your 9-to-5 and you want upward mobility, we will also teach you some ways to negotiate for different jobs, how to position yourself to be considered for promotions, or you can, you know, how to do a lateral move that may lead to a promotion, but how to brand yourself so that you can be that person who is considered for that promotion. So with that being said, I think that is all we have time for. We absolutely thank you for tuning in with us today. And if you have no further comments or questions, you can certainly inbox them, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. It's been great. It's been real. And you have to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.